Hey everyone, it's Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Social Confidence. You know that feeling when you walk into a room and your heart starts racing? Like you just want to disappear into the wallpaper? Yeah, we've all been there. That's social anxiety kicking in, trying to hold us back from connecting with others. But what if I told you there's a secret weapon against this invisible monster? A superpower that can actually transform your experience? It's called self-affirmation, and trust me, it's way more powerful than those awkward small talk attempts we all dread. Think about it, the words we tell ourselves, both positive and negative, shape our reality. If you constantly say things like, I'm too shy, or people won't like me, guess what? Your brain starts believing it. But flip that script, and bam, you've got a whole new game changer. Okay, so let's dive into 5 key takeaways to help you unlock the magic of self-affirmation and conquer those social anxiety pangs. Number 1. Get specific. Generic affirmations like, I'm awesome, just don't cut it. They're too vague. It's like saying, I'll be a millionaire someday. Cool, but how? Be specific. Instead of, I'm confident, try, I feel confident speaking up in meetings. You're giving your brain clear targets to aim for. Number 2. Make it personal. This isn't about copying affirmations from a random self-help guru. Dig deep and figure out what truly matters to you. What social situations trigger those anxious feelings? Craft affirmations that address those specific fears head-on. You know, like, I am capable of having engaging conversations, or, I am worthy of making new connections. Number 3. Feel the feels. Affirmations aren't just words, they're a power combo with emotions. Say them with conviction. Imagine yourself already succeeding in those situations. Feel that surge of confidence. It's like acting out your desired reality, and believe me, your subconscious mind will pick up on it. Number 4. Consistency is key. Think of affirmations like working out for your social muscles. You wouldn't expect to be a gym champion after one session, right? Same goes for affirmations. Make them part of your daily routine. Repeat them in the morning, before those tricky situations, even throughout the day when you need a little boost. And finally, number 5. Be kind to yourself. You're not going to be perfect all the time. There will be days when social anxiety tries to creep back in. That's okay. Just gently remind yourself of your affirmations, take a deep breath, and keep pushing forward. You got this. Ever felt like you were just watching everyone else effortlessly navigate social situations while you stood on the sidelines feeling invisible? Yeah, me too. I used to be terrified of networking events. Even ordering coffee could feel like climbing Mount Everest. But then I discovered the power of self-affirmation. One time, I had this big presentation at work, and my palms were sweating like crazy. I was telling myself all these negative things. What if I mess up? What if people think I'm stupid? Instead of letting those thoughts take over, I switched gears. I repeated my affirmations in the mirror. I am prepared. I am confident. I have valuable insights to share. Guess what? It actually worked. I nailed that presentation and even got compliments afterwards. People were saying things like, "Wow, you were so engaging." I was shocked because just minutes before, I'd been convinced I was going to totally bomb it. So remember, self-affirmation isn't magic. It's a conscious choice to reprogram your thoughts and beliefs. It takes practice, but the results are well worth the effort. Let me recap what we covered today. Be specific, make it personal, feel the feels, be consistent, and most importantly, be kind to yourself. Remember, you have the power to overcome social anxiety and build genuine connections. Don't let those negative voices hold you back. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some of your favorite affirmations? Share them in the comments below, and let's keep this conversation going. And don't forget to subscribe to Social Confidence so you don't miss any future episodes packed with tips and tricks for unlocking your social confidence superpower. Until next time, go out there and rock it.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.